Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Some people dream of success while you're going to wake up and work hard at it. Nothing is impossible. Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I'm fired up.
We will have Leslie Frazier in about 5 minutes. We'll get to that. You wanted to mention a couple goodbye letters? You want to do that here?
Yes, I'm issuing mine.
No, you're not issuing yours. No, no.
So
it's about time.
Linus Allmark.
I love those tweets.
Linus Allmark and Sam Reinhart both issued their goodbyes to the Sabres and to Sabres fans and to Buffalo. They're both on their way out. All right, no full page advertisement in the paper,
no,
anything like that. No, right. Nothing like that. But Reinhart said, "It's with many different emotions that I'm moving on to the next chapter in my career. I'd like to thank the Sabres organization, especially the wonderful fans in Buffalo, for all their support and encouragement. I was fortunate to have many wonderful teammates, coaches, and supporting staff, for which I am grateful. Unfortunately, we did not achieve the success we all wanted, but I feel confident I gave everything I had over the past 6 years to make this organization successful and wish everyone much success going forward, especially the fans who deserve a winner again. In the meantime, I'm thrilled and excited to start the next chapter in my career with the Panthers organization and will do everything I can to help take the next step forward. Can't wait for training camp to start."
Mm-hmm.
So that was Sam Reinhart.
Yeah. And I got old marks in front of me, so you don't. I don't know if you want. You can read it anyway, but I've read it. I mean, I've read the whole thing.
You want to read all marks?
You want me to? I mean, it's longer than Sam's. Brayton, I'm going to read. If the presser starts, just cut me off, okay?
Okay.
Here's what Allmark wrote. "It's always tough to say goodbye. First and foremost, I'd like to thank the Sabres for giving me the opportunity to start my dream of becoming an NHL goaltender when you drafted me in 2012. By the way, Allmark was drafted 9 years ago?
Yep.
Jeez, I'm getting old.
Sixth round, I think.
Holy crap. It was a dream come
just
true.
Just remember that when you talk about how Devon Levi is a prospect for the Sabres.
2012? Anyway, where'd I go? It was a dream come true. I couldn't have been more happy at the time. My 6 years here in Western New York is filled with great memories and bonds that I will forever cherish for the rest of my life. Thank you to all my coaches, goalie coaches, medical staff, management, teammates, and you, Sabres and Amherst fans. I came here as a young buck from Sweden, now leave as a husband, father of two beautiful kids, and with a whole lot more life experiences. I sincerely want you to know I've enjoyed every single moment here. I hope that you feel I've given my all every night for these two teams. Now it's time to start on a new chapter in our life in Boston. I'm really happy and excited about what life has in store for us in Beantown. And to finish everything off, go Bills. Hashtag go Bills. Linus Allmark." There were two things. Go ahead. I was going to say there was one thing in both of those. And I'm like, are players, do players, okay. I think players write that because they do want to show appreciation for the fans.
Yeah.
But is it possible some of that is, do they feel like they've got a, like, if you're mad at me for leaving, I just wanted you to know I really loved you guys. And both had to put in their respective letters, I hope you think you know that I played hard every night. Wouldn't I? I mean, I just, do you have to, like, are you worried that some fans thought you didn't give it your all? So you want to make sure, I hope you felt I gave my all for the franchise? I don't know. I just thought it was odd that both guys put that in. They both had good careers here. There's nothing they have to, I hope you felt I tried. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. You didn't need to put it in there. I did.
Man, I feel like it's the standard.
Is it? Goodbye, that's the standard letter.
I gave it my all.
See, well, the NHLPA has a standard form they send out.
They didn't win anything.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, hey, we did our best. I did my best.
Yeah, I never doubted these guys trying and doing their best. So anyway, I just thought it was odd that both guys put that in there because I didn't think you needed to put that in there.
What has come across my desk is a look at Jack Eichel's rough draft of his goodbye letter.
Oh.
It just says, later losers. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You know what? You need to
peace out, chumps.
You are really good at this stuff. I expect you to draft an Eichel goodbye letter and have it ready for next week.
No, I'm sure it'll be standard stuff.
No, but I want you to put your spin on it.
You want my goodbye letter?
No,
It would start with, I have some things to say.
To get off my chest.
I've got some things to get off my chest. Yeah, I've got a rough draft of Eichel's. It says,
this sounds like Seinfeld and you know, the dad when he's doing setting up for Festivus, right? I've got some things to say about you people.
Yep.
Whatever the line was.
Andrew Peters, instigator's coming up at the top of the hour. He just asked, do fans really appreciate letters from these athletes? I think the answer is yes. And I think
hold that thought.
Leslie Frazier.
Yes.
It really is good to be back in training camp and to be able to see, you know, everybody in person, man. This is way better than Zoom, much better. So, and the weather that we're getting, you know, as a player, I don't think you can complain a whole lot. This is terrific weather. To be able to be in training camp, it almost doesn't feel like training camp. It feels so good. You know, you kind of want them sweating and complaining about the heat a little bit, but this is going to be a great day for us to be able to get some work in, and we're all looking forward to it. So, great to see everybody. Yeah. You know, throughout the spring and now here in training camp, we've really been impressed with their attitude and their work ethic, and they really picked up where they left off at in OTAs. They're really smart guys, and we were concerned early on, you know, how much we could throw at them when it comes to the volume of the defense, but they both have handled it extremely well, and it doesn't seem too big for them at this point. Now, we haven't put on pads yet. We still have some more installation to go, but at this point, we're very pleased with where they are, just doing a lot of good things.
Leslie, what do you make of, you know, yesterday when Boogie had that pick six?
Yeah.
What are your impressions of that for, you know, a rookie to make such a big play? I know it's early, but.
Yeah. No, it was impressive. I mean, to be able to, because we talk about takeaways all the time, and for him to bat that ball the way he did and didn't have the wherewithal to focus and catch it, that's a big deal. It showed his athleticism and just the mindset that he has. And we think he's capable of making plays like that once we get into real football as well. So it's really good to see. Even though it's practice and it's training camp, you love to see that.
Leslie, when Micah Hyde talks about that and how tall they are and how big they are.
Yeah.
And he said, aside from the fact they're athletic and big, just given the fact how big they are, is they can have maybe an intimidating presence when they walk on the field against an opponent.
Yeah.
Is there something to that?
I think there is, John. You know, and you look back at a season ago, we were one of the smaller D-lines in the National Football League, maybe the smallest. And now there's been a real transformation. Brandon Bean has done a great job of getting us some length and size and then, you know, having Star back. I think it does make a difference to an opponent when they look across and see some big burly guys over there versus – some little small guys that are fighting and doing everything they can, but really don't match up size wise. So, I like this way better than the other way. This is better. So I take our chances with some size.
Last time
so.
We talked with you, you said you know, you got good pressure and you just couldn't finish sometimes last year. Now you just said about the length that you have. Do you think that could be the difference? Just that little bit of length, maybe a little bit of extra to get to the quarterback, and maybe that extra finger to get out of him?
I think it'll definitely help Sal. You know, still, you got to have the talent. And I think we have some guys that are talented. Both the guys that we talked about earlier, both Carlos and Greg, have added some talent to our D-line, and then, of course, getting Star back as well. But you still got to be able to finish, and you have to be talented enough to be able to do that. And the length would definitely make a difference, whether it's batting balls or just that extra inch to reach out and grab a quarterback. It should help us. So.
Leslie, how does the return of Star kind of permeate through the rest of this defense? A lot of, I guess, maybe the narrative around the return is, okay, Ed Oliver is, you know, most impacted, but we heard Brandon and Sean say he goes even further than that, that Tremaine and Matt also will feel kind of the impact of the return. So how deep does his return really go?
You know, I know it impacts me personally, Marcel. I'm excited to see him back, and you know, I've told him that multiple times, and I think for our linebackers as well as the other D linemen, whether it's Jerry Hughes, our young guys that are getting acclimated to how we do things, Star's presence makes a difference. He's not a guy who's very vocal. You know, you're not going to see him out screaming and yelling and giving speeches, but just the way he handles himself in practice and meetings, it sends a reverberation throughout our defensive line and throughout our entire defense. His work ethic, his ability to make plays, it's going to impact our entire defense. You know, it goes beyond just the linebacker position or the D-line. It affects our secondary as well. Having a guy who's big and stout in the run game to help us in the early downs to try to get people in passing situations, we're happy to have him back for sure.
Overall, though, and things got better at the end, but overall, was last year's defensive production up to Bill's standards?
Yeah, considering the factors that you mentioned, I mean, you can always do better. You know, even when we're our top five defense, you always feel like you can do a little bit better. And hopefully in 2021, you know, we'll improve on 2020 and just be the best version of ourselves in 2021. But there was definitely some things we would like to be better at in 2020, but you have to be able to move on from that and get ready for 21. And this is a new group, new schedule, different opponents, and you got to get acclimated to these guys that we have. But for sure, the way you led into the season was just so different. You had to kind of feel your way as the year went on. And I really thought our guys found their legs as the year went on, and we really began to come along, and it was good to see.
As you look ahead mid-October, and I know that's a long way away, but you play the two teams that really hurt you in back-to-back road games, Tennessee
yeah.
and Kansas City. I mean, how much are you eager to see how this team responds to that challenge, given how the defense may have struggled against those two teams last year?
Yeah, you know, I don't look at it quite that way, John. I see the entire season, and for us, it's like week to week. You know, what we'll be like in October is so hard for me to predict at this point. It's really about getting ready for that opener and then just progressing throughout the season where you're playing your best football, you know, in December. That's the goal. And there's going to be a hiccup along the way in an NFL season. You just got to be able to respond the right way, be able to handle some adversity. It's rare in our league you can have just smooth sailing without some adversity along the way. It's just how do you handle that? Can you rebound from it? Can you move on? And it may not be those two games. It may be somewhere else. You got to be able to handle that. And that's part of the maturing and development of your team and your defense as well.
As I mentioned last year, trying to get chemistry with the defensive line and that, how that took a little bit, maybe contributed yeah. to some of the issues. You got a lot of depth there coming into this camp. Mm-hmm. How do you balance developing that chemistry, being ready week one, with trying out all these combinations with all of the depth and versatility in that group?
Yeah, you know, you have one less preseason game, John, so that makes a little bit of difference as you're trying to, you know, put your plans together, how you want to be able to determine, you know, what groups should be working together and then bring them along to where they're really at a hot playing at a high level by the time we get to Pittsburgh. So we've got some things we've got to work through, but I like the problem that we have because I think we do have quality depth, and it's a good problem to have. I mean, you want it that way rather than the other way. So we'll see how it unfolds as we get along. Looking forward to when we get pads on. You can really find out, you know, a lot about guys once you get pads on. Kind of early right now, but we got time, so we'll see. Yeah, that's a good question. And I really like the fact that we have the number of returners that we do. We were, myself and some of the coaches were talking about it this morning and yesterday as well. The communication by our players and the communication between the coaches and players, it's almost seamless at this time of the year compared to, you know, in years past, and especially last year and even the year before, where we didn't have an off season last year, so you felt like you had to go back and reintroduce everything, knowing that the retention was going to be a lot smaller than it would have been otherwise. Whereas this year, it feels like we were just in OTAs yesterday. You know, the way we kind of picked up where we left off and then having so many guys that have heard the language over and over and over, you know, Micah Hyde or Jordan Poirier, even Tremaine, they could teach some of the things that we do. I mean, they know it as well as we do as players. So that gives us, I think, an advantage in some ways from a learning curve standpoint. But still, you got to go out and perform. But it definitely helps to have the experience returning. So. Well, I'm excited about our guys, for sure. I mean, to have as many guys returning as we do, and really, you know, the one spot we probably have a battle is probably at the right corner position. You know, Levi and Dane battling over there, and maybe one of the young guys may show up as well. But we have the potential to be a really good defense. But, I mean, you could say that almost every year, but we have some quality depth that gives us a chance, and hopefully we can, you know, deal with the injuries that may come along the way. But for me, it's really about the now instead of looking ahead. It's just hard to do. Just know how important it is to stay in the moment. And for us, we got to take advantage of this training camp and get the most out of it and get our guys to where when we walk on the field against Pittsburgh, they're feeling good about themselves and about our defense. And everything else will kind of take care of itself from there.
Hey, Leslie, if I could flip it around for just a second. As a defensive coordinator, the wide receiver group that this team has out there, the depth, and we know the top end is really good, but even the depth throughout – can you share a few thoughts from a defensive coordinator's perspective of how good this group, you know, really is, the different skill sets they all have?
Yeah, our receiving core has got to be one of the elite receiving cores in the league. You talk about Stephon, just him alone. He's one of the premier guys in our league. And then you add Cole. And now just to see how Gabe has come along, I think Dawson is going to have a big year. We have an outstanding receiving core, and as you mentioned, the depth is there also. So it's great for our defense to be able to go against those guys in practice, and it's kind of a measuring stick because we know we're going against some of the best in the league every single time we practice, and it's good for our team, good for our defense as well. But we got some elite guys for sure.
Leslie, what have you seen of Saran Neal's development over the years?
Yeah, Saran has really come along for us. You know, just I don't know if you had a chance to see the play he made yesterday in practice. That was a heck of an interception. You know, we showed that as well as Carlos's interception to the group yesterday. But plays like that, we think he's capable of making those plays. He's been an outstanding special teams player for us. I know Heath loves him. We think he's more than capable of contributing to us on defense in a bigger way. And we'll see how it goes throughout training camp. But we'd like to carve out a bigger role for him. But the way Taron Johnson has played, I mean, it's hard to get some reps, but we'll see. But we're excited about his potential, and we'll see where it goes.
Defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier with the media down in Orchard Park. Bills will be on the practice field in about a half an hour. Of course, follow Sal on Twitter if you don't already for all the latest from practice, and he will have a recap of day three later on today at WGR550.com. While Leslie was speaking, the Bills tweeted out they've signed a tight end, Bug Howard. Not Bug Wait, Bug Bait. Bug.
When they sign a guy named Bug Howard.
Yeah. No.
We have to Bug Howard.
No, somebody tweeted that. That's not what that means.
Of all the players.
Are you kidding me?
Bug Howard?
That's your first thought?
My first thought was we should Bug Howard.
Okay.
If they sign a guy named Pick the Bills, my first thought's going to be we should Pick the Bills.
Okay, first off, when do we not Bug Howard on this show?
Like, that's the idea.
That's not even like a special feature of the show. That's a daily occurrence around here. You just, you know, the sad thing is, with you not being in the studio, no one's thrown a shoe at my head in a couple years.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You miss it.
You did do that once.
I did. That did happen.
You didn't miss me, though, that day when you threw the shoe. So they signed a tight end. It's Bug Howard. From what I can tell, he's been like camp guy, practice squad guys. I don't think he's actually been in a regular season game.
You got to get his jersey now.
I have to get the full name then, right? Bug Howard. Is that like kick me sign on the back? So when I wear that, someone will say, oh, Bug Howard. Okay. Hey, you suck. I mean, is that?
Yeah. I do have something, a very, very quick Bills question regarding. So Saturday is their open practice,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I just sent Brayton a clip that we've got to quickly play because this can't be right. It can't be right. Brayton, did you get it? The Kim Jones talking with Kyle Brandt on Good Morning Football. About is it Super Bowl or bust? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So it's a long answer, but is he? Are you there?
He's efforting it. I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me give me a thumbs up when you got it.
You can play the whole thing. The question is it Super Bowl or bust? Anyway, at the end of this is a stat.
He's got it.
Okay. This cannot be correct. I think this cannot be right.
The stat you're saying?
What they expect for attendance on Saturday.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
She includes that. Let's go ahead. Let's listen real quick.
Huh.
Here's what I would tell you, Kyle, and the Bills kind of sort of keep their word on this stuff. Hang with me for a second. A couple years ago, they went to Houston, lost a playoff game that they should have won, and they know they should have won it. Well, they stewed about that, the quarterback especially, for the entire offseason. So what did they do last season? They made it to the championship game against Kansas City. Now, they weren't pleased with their performance there, nor should they have been. But now they have that and getting over that hump in their sights. So we have already seen with their actions how they respond to a loss in the playoffs. Yes, I think it's fair to say Super Bowl or bust when you look at this roster, when you look at this coaching staff still together. Brian Daboll, Leslie Frazier still here as coordinators, which is remarkable. And guys, I will say this. I know for a fact that Bills ownership is absolutely thrilled that they've sold out season tickets for the season. They're expecting 35,000 fans at Highmark Stadium tomorrow when we're going to be on the air from every camp, and I'll still be here in Orchard Park tomorrow. I'm excited about that.
Right. No way.
I actually had heard the number 30,000 being tossed around.
What?
For tomorrow. Yeah, right. No, that's why I'm not... You're incredulous, but I don't know
I'm not saying it's impossible. I hadn't even given that any thought that the numbers, you know, it's a primetime practice like St. John Fisher.
Right.
They can only fit so many.
Six or whatever the heck thousand come in. Yeah.
Okay. 30,000 people?
Yeah. I had heard that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she misspoke. Like, I expected 3,500.
No.
The Bills are expecting 35,000 people.
And well, look, they'd have it. First off, they would have a pretty good idea. I mean, right? They know exactly how many tickets are being given out, right? So, I don't know where I saw it. I want to say a week or so ago. Maybe it was a few days after the tickets went out available for the open practice. Yeah. I saw someone throw the number 30,000 out for this.
Well, maybe is it going to be like a movie premiere where they give away more tickets than are available, but they still get a good number? You give out 35,000 tickets expecting 22,000 to show up. They're going to get 30,000 plus. I feel like that's the kind of thing that we need to be saying, because if you thought you would just, you know, pull in the parking lot, walk in easy and have a seat, that's,
you might have
a lot of people.
I would have expected no more than, like, say, maybe 10,000. So three times that is a lot of people. But they haven't been at camp for 2 years. People didn't go to games last year. It's free. You don't have to worry about the weather. I mean, I could see where a lot of people would want. You bring the kids. This is a perfect.
Take your
kids to see the Bills event.
The hunger to see them. I mean, to watch Josh Allen throw a football to Stephon Diggs.
Absolutely.
Like, the hunger is – I don't dispute the hunger. I'm just blown away that it's they're expecting that many.
Yeah.
Which means that it could even be more.
Right, because there are still tickets
like 42,000
available.
42,000 for a practice?
That'd be pretty nuts, right?
What do you think we are, Nebraska football?
I was just going to say, not Nebraska, but that's a good one. I was thinking,
Oklahoma?
Is this where someone tells me Ohio State sells out the shoe for their spring football game?
Right.
And you have 100,000 people watching a practice, basically? Let's see. We'll get a break in. 803-0550 to join us. You got Bills, questions, comments, opinions. Pretty much that's what we're going to be talking about for like the next 7 months. When we get back, get you updated. And speaking of tickets and fans and all that, get you updated on what's going on with the Bisons. They're really good, by the way, this team. And they're going to be home again soon. We'll check in with their GM in a moment. And you can join us, too, on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is Major League Baseball trade deadline day. The Jays are back in Toronto at Rogers Center for their first game there in 2 years. And the Bisons are coming back here. We've got a few minutes here to get caught up with Anthony Sprigg. He is the GM of the Bisons, joining us on the Western Hotline. They're busy selling tickets and announced the promotional schedule and plans for a compacted home schedule. Anthony, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's crazy, right? You're taking all these promotional events. This must be weird. Like, you got all this stuff and you got to jam pack it into just a small home schedule all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's like, it's an entire off season in 2 weeks. So, it's certainly a compacted schedule and timetable for everybody here. And we're probably actually doing more in these 2 weeks than, construction wise and getting the ballpark ready than we ever have.
What do you have to do? I know the ballpark had, there was construction you had it ready for the Jays. What has to happen to transition to the Bisons?
Yeah, so if everybody that was at games or drove by, you saw that big tent in the center field parking lot there. That was where the visiting compound was and their batting cage, eating area, locker rooms, everything. So we had to take that and bring it back into the ballpark. So what we ended up doing is kind of flipping the side. So if you're used to seeing the Bisons on the first base side, you're going to see them on the third base side now, just like the Jays were.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to kind of reconstruct the visiting side, which is now the first base side, to fit the new MLB guidelines. So we've got Lehigh Construction in currently doing that right now and trying to get it all done in 2 weeks to to kind of make that into what it needs to be.
Do you think, speaking of the Jays, the fact that they were here with fans this season, do you think that has any impact on your ticket sales? Will people, you know, who have gone to Jays games now, you know, you'll sell more tickets because they were here?
Yeah, I mean, we were unsure, especially for this year, what was going to happen when we brought the Bisons back, if people were going to be baseballed out or whatnot. That's certainly not the case. Everybody's is calling and ready to come down and just really going very well on that side. But I think that we'll see, and we've already, you know, through social media and stuff, because the Canadians haven't been able to come down, but the notoriety that Salem Field has now, not just, you know, and through Buffalo and Western New York, the Canadian market is really going to turn out. We heard so much feedback of, hey, that was, you know, that park looks great, we got to go there, or we've been there and now we can't wait to see the changes that have been made. So I think what we'll see moving forward is certainly an uptick, certainly from the Canadian market. Once that border opens up.
I think, too, you know, there was a little bit of sticker shock, myself included, and then you realize, well, you're paying for Major League Baseball, and I wonder now if you maybe get some fans who go, okay, it'll be nice to pay $10 for a baseball game again.
Yeah, I mean, certainly we all know that we feel for you know, for your money, you're never going to get a better family-friendly product. And, yeah, I mean, it was great, Major League Baseball, once in a lifetime, hopefully, once in a lifetime that everybody can come out and see, but I do think people are used to seeing that good family, affordable fun, and that's kind of what we wanted to do. We didn't want to, you know, we kind of went 50% off here with our pricing the last 23 games here. We want everybody to remember, hey, we're here, we're coming back, and we're family, we're fun, and we're affordable, and that's kind of what we wanted to do with the $10 tickets and that sweet deal that we had going on as well.
Yeah, before we let you go, so I want to make sure we covered the $10 ticket price, but also in terms of your promotional events, you want to hit some highlights here. Fans always, I'm sure, want to know about the Friday night bashes, the fireworks. Why don't you hit some of the highlights of the promotional schedule?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to do all we can do, and you know, there's – we usually have 72 games where we can put a lot of different promotions. So we had to kind of cram some of these things into these 2 months, these 23 games. So you'll be used to the Friday night bashes will be there. Happy hour, you know, from 6 to 7 this year though. You know, fireworks after those games. We've got a couple giveaways sprinkled in throughout. We're doing our festival nights. And like I said, a couple giveaways. We're not, you know, I know and trust me, look, I'm a Star Wars guy, so I was pretty bummed that we couldn't do a full Star Wars night this year, no superhero night. They're just the permissions and the time frame to do that was a little bit difficult, but we're going to do a look back on some of our best promotions through there. And don't forget Fan Appreciation Night and Kids Club Sundays on our two Sunday afternoon games in August.
And you got Dog Days back too, so that's
Dog
awesome.
Days. Yes, I forget. I love dogs. I forget about that sometimes. I don't have a dog here at home, but certainly a couple dog days. Little change with the bullpens in right field. We can't go all the way out there like we used to do. There's changes that have to be made in the future. But again, with only 2 weeks, we're going to let people and their little four-legged friends down the right field side.
Hey, and the good news is, Anthony, you get your team back there. The Jays have given you guys a great roster. This looks to be a great playoff race down the stretch.
I know. I mean, it's weird because there's no technical playoffs at the end, but everyone's competing for this regular season title here, and we're just game and a half out of a first in our division, and I think only like 4 games out of the best record in all of AAA baseball. Casey Candel has done an amazing job with this team. I mean, Road Warriors, it really hadn't had a permanent home for 2 years now, and for this team to play as well as it is, I think fans are going to be in for a real treat.
Well, continued success on the field, and hopefully you'll have some great crowds coming up when the team does get back to the stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. I told the guys when we saw them helping them move out of Trenton on Sunday that Trenton did a great job, great facility for what we had to do, and fans were supportive there, but there's going to be nothing like these Buffalo fans when they finally get their Bisons back. and I know that Buffalo's not going to let us down in that fact.
Well, good luck with everything, and thanks for coming on with us today.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Anthony, have a nice weekend. That is Anthony Sprague, Bison's GM, joining us on the Western Hotline August 10th. They will be back, and tickets are available at Bison's.com. We'll get to, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Get to Extendo Sports?
Yeah.
All right, ready? Here's your tease for Extendo Sports.
Mm-hmm.
A big rumored Buffalo trade.
Ooh.
Is the unhappy player sending everyone a secret message?
Oh, what a fantastic tease.
We'll get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports. All right. So.
Mention your tease again before you give us the answer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I will.
I'll make sure.
Buffalo trade. Possible trade. Disgruntled player.
Mm-hmm.
Is this player trying to send the world a secret message? Of course, I'm talking about Zach Ertz. What?
I didn't think
there was just someone else you thought.
I had another name in mind.
Oh, that...
not Zach Ertz. And not Bug Howard.
So Zach Ertz, Mike Garofolo had a piece at
NFL. I guess it was on
Good Morning Football.
Good Morning Football. Okay, yeah.
Or whichever. Anyway, one, he dyed his hair blonde.
Okie dokie.
That doesn't mean anything to you?
Yeah, no, I was trying to figure out how that would play into a possible departure from Philadelphia. Did he think, do the Eagles have like an anti-blonde hair policy? And by doing that, he's forcing a trade?
He's trying to send a message. He's playing like his hair's on fire to get out of there.
I gotcha.
No, that's not it. There's another piece. It's not just that. It's not just he dyed his hair blonde.
He dyed his hair blonde.
Each player at training camp is issued a pair of Eagles shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Should I just play the clip?
Yeah.
I don't think the blonde hair
what
really,
does it mean?
It's not signifying anything. I mean, we're looking into everything. There I mean, I'll tell you this, and you can see it on the footage that we're showing. Every player's got these, well, most players are wearing these team-issued Eagles shorts. Zach Ertz is wearing his inside out, so he's the only one not showing the Eagles logo. I don't know if that necessarily means anything.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it. I don't know, but, you know, just being here is not a sign that everything's copacetic. I mean, he's still not happy. He didn't get that contract extension last season. Nothing has changed right now. Howie Roseman says he expects him on the field week one. I don't. I wouldn't rule it out, but I think by that point he's moved. But there's a lot of moving parts with this Eagles team right now. They've got two tight ends. They've got to figure out which one to pay. Dallas Goedert, he's up after the year. Zach Ertz is up after the year. So moving parts, and Zach Ertz by now definitely impatient, because last year was the year that he really wanted to get something done. So we'll continue to monitor it. He hasn't said anything publicly. I don't expect him to say much, if anything at all. So it's something that we're going to have to see how it plays out.
He needs to be asked if the shorts
are absolutely. Can I just say I love that discussion, because either he's unhappy and he didn't want to show the logo, or he did it on purpose knowing all the Philadelphia media will tweet, hey, just so you know, Zach Ertz is wearing his shorts inside out. He's the only guy not displaying the Eagles logo. He must be unhappy. I love that.
There's another scenario.
He's messing with the media, probably. He probably just thought, I'm going to turn these inside out.
Still one more scenario.
All right, so he dyed his hair blonde. He turned the Eagles logo inside on the shorts, and...
No, the scenario is he just put his shorts on inside out.
Why would you put your shorts on inside out?
Because sometimes you just put shorts on inside out.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me, like, he put masking tape over the logo on his helmet.
No, someone asks, like, hey, Zach, why are your shorts inside out? He'd be like, oh, my God, they are. You're right.
You know, inside out. I would do that more often if I didn't have pockets. But if they're inside out, I know, like, the pockets are wrong.
These are athletic shorts. They don't have to have pockets.
Well, I'm not athletic, so I don't wear athletic shorts. So his cargo shorts are inside out at training camp today.
That would be tough to wear inside out, yes.
Yeah, I got to go get a new pair of cargo shorts today. You want to come with me?
I've got a golf round to play.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So what do we...
be busy.
What is the etiquette...
Last minute of play in the show.
Thank you. Is the etiquette, are you going to be tweeting during your round? Do you not do that at Oak Hill? Do you wait?
Oh, that's fine. I'm sure I'll take a few pictures.
All right. I'd like to see how you're doing, how you're playing on the course. All right.
I'm excited.
Will you birdie a hole today?
I hope so. I mean, any round of the birdie is a good round. You never know.
Yeah.
I'll have a birdie putt. I don't have a doubt that I'll hit a green in regulation.
I wouldn't doubt
that.
Yep.
But, you know.
How's your putting game lately?
Fine.
All right. I'm expecting a birdie then, somewhere.
I aimed to peak for my big trip out west, and I did. And now I'm kind of, riding a little bit of it.
Well, have fun.
Easing into the off season.
Enjoy your round of golf.
Off season. Listen to me. It's July. Although I'm not playing as much with the babies, of course. This is a special occasion.
They signed off on you going to Oak Hill.
Yes.
They understand this is one of those rare things you've got to do.
Dad gets to play courses that have hosted majors without any questions.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
Instigators coming up next. Have a fabulous weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning at 6.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.